They're no stranger to our airwaves. Never, ever, ever. Jen and Destin Muse are here. Destin, we can grab that microphone like a rock star there. Good morning. Kids, how are you?
Good morning.
Good, good.
All right. We got, yeah, I know you are. You guys, they're dressed, you're right after here, you're hitting the lakes going fishing, aren't you?
I think so. We got to go pre-fish for our tournament, so.
Yes.
We'll see if the fish are going to bite after
if
all this rain.
If Marty Hughes doesn't catch them all,
yeah,
they'll probably be, we're going to show up a day late, so he's already there. He's never late to the party, so. We're going to head to Elwood probably, and we'll be fishing the Bass Nation, Nebraska Bass Nation Kayak Series is what it is.
Basically, it's a qualification tournament. It's the state championship, and that's what qualifies you for the Bassmaster Kayak Championship, which is going on during the Classic down, I think, in Louisville, or not Louisville. It's a...
No, it's the first one we went to, not Jacksonville, but it's in Tennessee.
Yeah,
I don't know how these guys keep track of everything.
I know, we lose track. We've gone to so many places that we do lose track of where we're going. And we're both just brain farting because we tried talking about it this morning and we brain farted at the same place. So
no.
I think we fished a little too much.
No, you've never said that before.
Oh, my gosh. We don't. We have been working really hard trying to get qualified for things. We've been fishing. We've actually caught some monster bass this year more than ever. We've kind of got on to a pattern of we figured it out. And Marty, we're coming for you. So
I've seen your pictures on social media. Yeah, you have caught some monster fish.
We actually have been catching. I think we're on a record right now. We're both 4-4. We're tied now for master anglers each. That's 8 20-inch bass, guys, over 20-inch bass. Mm-hmm. Those are monster fish. We're even shocking ourselves. I mean, I feel like we're finally figuring we don't use front-facing sonar, so this is nothing but skill set. Eventually we'd like to have that, but Dustin has the capability. It's another $1,000 for that. So
it's some big
right
money.
Now we're still just it is. Well, then I have to have that, don't I? So it took a couple more grand. No, I don't have the unit that does that. So but we are kind of figuring out. We've been you qualified last month.
I qualified in April.
And I qualified in May. Yep. And that was, you work against that's your 5 best bass of the month. Mm-hmm. So then we'll head on down. We've already qualified for the KBF National Championship, and that's down in Alabama this year in November. It was rescheduled. It was supposed to be in April, but now it's in November.
Yep.
So we're going to travel all the way down there and fish against, they've got a pretty good crew down there. But it's a beautiful place. Gunnersville, Rich, they have, oh my gosh, lily pads that are the size of beach balls down there. Bass that are just as big to match it. It's amazing down there.
I would say happy wife, happy life, right?
That's what we've been doing.
I mean, we've kind of switched things up. Dustin now works full time. Like, we both now work full time doing this, completely marketing. And, it's turning out pretty good. We've actually picked up a couple of new companies, and we've had, I have a huge announcement that I wanted to, make while we were here.
I'm looking forward to hearing this huge announcement, no question about it, yes.
So, Dustin and I, we've been fishing for quite a while, and Marty called me up. I was fishing. I was trying to hide my fact that I was using a buzz bait because I know we're fishing, the monthlies. And I was like kind of slowing down. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, fishing. Oh, okay. He talked to me and he told me that there was a gentleman by the name of Keith
Stevenson.
And he was from Kayak Bass Angler magazine. And they were looking for a female like myself to represent Malone Otter Racks. And so... anyway, they reached out to me, and so I will be their first woman. They let us pick out a trailer, Rich. It was a $5,000, $6,000 trailer. I didn't pick that one. I told them, I was like, I need a trailer that me and Dustin can, we're getting old. We don't want to lift them anymore. God, please save my life.
So if you look at us rolling, we got 2 kayaks stacked in the back bed of our truck, and unloading them, it's a chore. I mean,
it is a chore. Dustin is the back. He really does do a lot. He babies me. I really don't do a lot of that. I help, But he really does the heavy lifting stuff of it. And, I mean, we load these things up every get-in, but this is going to be so much change. I mean, now we're going to just be able to take – and it's a good place for two kayaks. Now we'll be able to take the trailer and unload it like boats unload in the lake. And, oh, my gosh, people will stop yelling at us for taking too long at the ramp. You know, I mean, we've got it down. We race fast because we know it's kind of a pain in the butt. But, folks, just so you know, we have boat numbers, too. So, no, we kind of get teased a little bit that we take a little longer at the boat ramp. But we put everything together. This will change everything for us. It'll help Dustin not have to break his back so much. And we can take this now. They didn't just do that, Rich. We started talking to them. And I don't know if you've heard yet, but Miss Dalen Muse has joined the Husker Bass Fishing Team.
I did not know that.
OMG. So
nice.
She'll be starting this next school year. Uh-huh. I mean, that's when they're starting. She kind of came in late in the season, and they're like, well, you know, you can come take pictures or anything like that, but mostly you'll start the next year just because of all the tournaments and all that. And you can do the traveling part. You can do the local part.
We'll probably see her everywhere we
stuff.
Go. Yeah. And she'll be down there with the Nebraska Huskers. We had stopped and talked to them while we were down at the Bassmaster Classic, and I said, oh, my daughter goes to UNL. Does she fish? I'm like, she fishes! So,
but those, the kids have never fished like you guys have.
They have, yes.
They used to back in the day.
Well, and we actually took them tournament fishing. They came to the kayak bass fishing. They placed. Like, they did well. Like, they fished better than we did when we were kids, because I think they'd get to dinking around and not paying attention, and that looked like a live bait versus us trying to cast and reel 45 times.
They didn't put as much thinking into it as
we
did.
They didn't. Right. They got to where they were really good, and you just don't. It's like riding a bike. You don't lose that skill set. Now she, you know, she does it. She's been going out. She's been, you know, doing. Anyway, they're going to give her a trailer too. So she will get first. They're going to start her off with a roof rack specifically designed. They have a really cool website where you can put all your information in. You can ask it, hey, here's my car. Okay. Then it gives you a long list of trailers for kayaks, canoes. Mm-hmm. You can pull these with four-wheelers. I mean, there is a lot of stuff. I didn't even know they had that much stuff. There's bike racks.
Yeah, bike racks for your vehicle too. Yes. Yeah. On the back, so you can take your bikes wherever you want.
They're excited to help Dalen out. And Malone Auto Racks is actually out of Maine. So if you know, this is how you understand that what we're doing is, you know, the word spreads. We've got a new lithium battery company that we just got put on team. You guys, we got batteries coming. We've got bearings coming. Oh, my goodness.
Your brand is growing.
It's growing.
Wow.
And we're getting paid now to work as marketers. So we're literally just marketing to pay for fishing. I mean, we're just working to fish. I mean, that's what we're doing.
Yep, sure.
Why not? So with the new companies, they pick up, everybody thinks we make all this money, you do all this stuff. Well, you do, but you have to turn it around and put it into the marketing for yourself. So you don't really take home a lot of nothing. People think you have a lot of money. Well, you don't necessarily have that. I put in a lot of work. I get a lot of sponsorship dollars. We're working really hard to get our tournaments paid for. And, you know, Malone Auto Racks, when we mentioned being a title sponsor and wrapping our pickup, they're like, let's do that. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, her name is Beth, and Beth has been super stoked. But just to hear from, you know, Kayak Bass Angler Magazine and have them call us and go on a meeting. I mean, yeah. They met Dustin. They're like, well, we can't leave Dustin. I'm like, well, he is us. We are Team Muse, you know. Yeah. They have, you know, I'm like, look, we just have to get something so my husband does not have to lift that kayak trailer mm-hmm. or can lift it anymore. Now we can just buzz in, buzz out. Yep. We're really excited for that move.
We can get everything put on him yes. before we even think about going down
she
the ramp
and
put them in.
So. Accessories, Rich. We got new tackles that goes on the trailer. There's lights. We had to wait for a lighting kit. We're testing a lot of new products. People want us, you know, we look for non-endemic people too. Like, I'll put your 96.1 KICX on my boat. We'll have a big giant truck wrap that way if that's what you want.
Cool.
But we're looking for people to help with tournament dollars and help with travel expenses.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Because this is our job. It really is what we do for a living.
Those tournament fees aren't cheap, are
it's
they?
It's not cheap. No, well, not. It depends
Especially
on what
for two
series.
People.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. It depends on what series. We fish the Bassmaster, and then we fish the highest events. There's some other things that you can really get into that are, you know, but we're still dead stuck in the middle of Nebraska.
Yeah.
So
we don't have as much here in western Nebraska.
Don't.
Like most of your tournaments are like eastern Nebraska, mm-hmm. and it's like, am I going to be able to travel 4 hours to go hit this tournament mm-hmm. where, you know, and do all the locals, plus you're trying to do the national level things too. So, I mean, it's kind of different. Maybe someday I'll have to just start my own
We really
want to Western Conference kayak fishing. You know,
there you go.
Really, but then you got to be a tournament director and all that.
We kind of don't. So. That's a lot of work too, and we already work a lot. I mean, we run different businesses. We have a rod holder company that we run. Dustin does the bearings. It's called Badass Bearings. They're the fishing bearings for your reels. We also do Volta Power Lithium. Yeah. We run a lot of social media. We run regular people's social media. But then we turn around and we reach out to companies and we try to get people sponsored. Now, why we don't do that for us is near as much. We're trying really hard. But it's a really, you have to kind of manage it. And then, you know, we've got the perks of being, you know, able to work, you know, whenever we need to, really.
Right.
But we try to still follow a basic. We try really hard to work like an 8 to 5. Like, we really stick to that.
And then once you get off at 5 o'clock, it's like, well, we got to go fish for our tournament, and we can't really work on our own stuff. It's like, let's just go. We'll go fish and we'll do it later.
Oh, Rich. I mean, I think we've
constantly
been
going.
We've been getting tackle bags. The Cass King reached out. Cass King China reached out to me, and they're like, we need you to test some products. Do you want to? You know, they sent me a rod and reel, clothes. And then they asked, do you want to be a part of our creator program?
Wow.
Okay, let's do it. So then UPS showed up at the house 5 days in a row, Rich. What was I thinking?
That's a good thing, though.
Sort of. We have new shades. We've got new. And I have to tell you, I really did get the most amazing, incredible gift. Bill Dance sent me a personal gift.
A hat?
It was not a hat.
Oh, don't even got a hat.
It was a personal gift. It was a box, and you opened it up, and there was a video that played, and it was a personal message to me, and it was him explaining, you know, that he was, he had a new product. It was called the Three Shades of Fishing.
Sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. It's a sunglasses kit, and they had made 50, and I was 50 in the world. Nobody else got that. And they said they wanted me to be the first. I have had a long-standing relationship with Bill and their team. So they asked me, and I'm like, you're kidding. I felt so special. We made videos. I went out there, and I put the glasses on.
The first day
I got them. Man, I thought, anyway, I'm not even kidding. I put the glasses. They're good glasses. They really are. They're kind of like your old-style, like cop-style glasses, but they're bendy. Mm-hmm. They come in three yellow, a mirror green, and kind of a blue, like what he has for a high sun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've really struggled wearing sunglasses. I'm blind in one eye, so I feel like I can't hear when I have them on. It's crazy feeling how that happens. But anyway, put them on. I did my regular fishing. I really could see so good in the water. I even missed a fish because it scared me because it came. It looked 3D because he's always used. Let me just explain that. You know, having polarized lenses is really a part of the fishing game, okay? I'm blind in one eye, and so I'm really sensitive to that. But I'm getting older, and I really can't see crap without it. Anyway, Bill twisted my arm, and I wore the sunglasses.
Of course you did.
I did. And I you know what? I caught the biggest fish in the glasses. You caught a big fish in the glasses.
We caught 3 Master Angler bass the day we tested those sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. He posted 3 Master Anglers.
Wow.
He posted it. They called me. They told me, thank you. Here's your gift. I sobbed about it. I couldn't believe that I actually got something, and I got to, you know, they're like, we want you to be the influencer. I had just switched everything to an influencer. This year, we actually went into Bassmaster as Jennifer Muse. So I was so dumb. I didn't know you'd have that. Let's just thank my sister. She let me have that long name. I went in as Jennifer. You have to go in as your business name. Well, my business name is Jennifer Muse, social media marketing strategist.
Okay.
So anyway, this year, one of the things that is just absolutely amazing is we went as our own company and did the media, got to go backstage at Bassmasters. We were hand in hand with all the anglers, and I got to put up media for the anglers. The Scott Martin post that I posted.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, it went 200 in the millions. Like, it was insane.
Cool.
Dustin and I took the photography down there. I got yelled at because we didn't know what we were doing. You're like, you're not standing right here. I'm like, I work here. Anyway, we don't know. I mean, but we did a lot of fun stuff this year. Things have just kind of, and we're just flying by the seat of our pants.
But you're having fun.
I mean, you are. It is fun. you come home and you kind of wonder, like, man, I really hope I can make it next month, because you've really, but it all comes full circle. You really, we are now invited to ICAST, and now we get to go to dinners with people. They're calling us and they're like, we're taking you to dinner. We be here at this time. We're going to go fish for cobia, Rich. Do you know what cobia is?
I have no idea.
It's another ocean fish.
Monster, but you can lift these. I did see the guy's hand in there. I was like, please.
Ocean fish.
Wow.
I would say, do you know what a snook looks like? Oh, man, that's not even really a good example. They're going to be 70, 80 pounds. They're gonna
right.
Be like, people on, just tell people out there in the listening world, my arms are extended, you know, as far as I can. They're enormous fish.
Monster
and
fish.
They fight. You can get up. I guess we're going to, there's a... Anyway, we're going there to do some business, but we dang sure right we're going to go fishing.
Of course you are,
yeah.
Yes.
Probably catch some of those peacock bass. We're going to go down. We've already got a guy. He's like, we've got a pontoon. You guys want to come? We're gonna, I don't care what kind of boat it is. We're coming. So we're really excited
trying to fit all this stuff in a few days.
It's right. 5 days. It right. So you will, when you get home, we will die.
We'll be tired.
When do you go to Elwood now?
Elwood.
This weekend.
We're going,
this Saturday is the tournament.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going today. I don't like to pre-fish a lot. Because all those people, they're sore lipping every fish I'm going to go out there and catch.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to go see where they're at. And
well,
I want to see.
You know, with all this rain that everybody's
having. I want to see
how
muddy it is. Yeah.
I mean, Elwood, I think somebody set up at Johnson Lake, they had like 1.5 inches.
They got a couple of inches
on
rain.
I knew you would know. Yeah. I was telling Dustin, we just asked Rich how much Elwood got, because you would know. That's where we check the rainfall amounts.
That whole area, you heard about Grand Island. Grand Island had 7 inches last night of rain.
You guys, we all prayed a little too hard for the rain, didn't we?
Of course, the other day, Imperial had 4.
Yes.
We need it. We do need it. You guys, in order for us to do our jobs, you guys, we could see across the lake this year. It's not good.
Yeah.
We were so low. There are no boats at north of here at Lake McConaughey. Uh-huh. All the ramps are taken out because it's so low.
Yeah, this area, all these lakes around here, McConaughey, the Willow, Swanson, Cambridge.
Well, Elwood.
Enders, we all need it.
Elwood, the guy that works there told me, I had called him about renting for Father's Day. They have some cool stuff. Your family would love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's affordable, and I should give that guy a plug because Elwood has places you can stay there for. You buy two. It's $95 a night. It's two. Mm-hmm. It's
very reasonable.
You have to have a minimum.
That a lot of people don't really know is there. Like, we didn't know for the longest time. Like, Elwood Lake, I always thought it was Johnson Lake. That's just what they're calling. But no, there's a hidden gem called Elwood Lake.
I did not know that either.
It's a no wake lake. You can take boats and kayaks and all
that. That's why we like it.
Because
you
can't
go get chased by boats or the wakeboards.
Right.
You're under 5 miles now.
Yeah, it's better. It's a lot better. And there's only one ramp, so you can't really get lost. You know, you're going to go as far as you really can.
Right.
So,
hey, I got to ask you, you guys held an event out at Swanson the other day.
We did.
What, Senator Ricketts was there?
Yes.
Adrian Smith was there?
Yes, sir.
A bunch of big dignitaries over, of course, the decision to give the lakes back
to
everything.
The
yes, tell us about that. How'd it go?
You go ahead, Dustin.
Well, they had a meeting. We kind of showed up late for it, but they were all up there talking. They had Pete Ricketts and Adrian Smith and all of them, and they were talking about the handing it over. And you know, it's great for the community because now the community gets to stay there. The people that own the houses and all that stuff, they get to keep their properties there. I think in the long run, it's helping out a lot rather than kicking all those people out and putting something in there that wasn't going to go anywhere. But we actually, you know, both Willow and Swanson, you know, they had it all signed over and everything's okay. They're making their first payments on it now. They kicked it off with Dalen, of course, she's in the band, Daydos, and with
that's our daughter,
Lewis and Frank Benigni. But they kicked it off, and you know, it was a great, great show. I mean, if you want to go out and listen to some people make some great music.
We're talking concert level, very good quality Southwest Nebraska music.
So I was thinking when you said now she's fishing, it's like when she's singing, she's fishing. When's she gonna have time to do?
She has us prepared.
She does it all.
Can you imagine?
Okay, go to college. Yeah, my God.
You know, we've lived a lifestyle like that, so I don't think it's probably not a lot different to her. But she really is so talented. They can blow the roof off that place. They're getting a lot of, I'm trying to do some of their marketing, and it's just wild. I mean, their marketing speaks for itself because it's just so good.
Right. And they're even writing their own music. I mean, their goal is every concert they do, they want to have an original song that they wrote. So they're not just doing cover band songs. And
it's entertaining. And they joke. They laugh. They do some freestyle. Now, I heard, there is a rumor. I hope Frank's listening because he will listen. I'm sure he will. But Frank supposedly sings. So Frank is kind of on the shy side. But I want you to know.
I know Frank, yeah.
Frank Frank is just that, but I think Frank, you watch, Frank's going to get up there and sing like Frank Sinatra or something.
Did you say Frank was shy?
Well, I just mean,
he's starting to
feel himself there. He's not necessarily shy, but I mean, he just, you know, he's starting to find his legs. He's starting to really, he actually took the mic and did some fun stuff to Dalen and Dozer. Mm-hmm. Dalen and Dozer can freestyle. They can rap, they can play around. I would call this blues, country.
Kind of soft rock kind of stuff.
Modern. I mean, it's really good.
Right,
it's all
right.
The stuff we grew up on. We've been listening to your radio station for a long time. They do some oldies.
Sure.
Dalen Smart can do some of the Stevie Nicks stuff, like new things, like things mm-hmm. that we really like, yeah. you know, back in the day.
Well, she listened to the music we did whenever we were growing up.
She could probably do some Snoop Dogg, too. So we've given her, and we were raised by our grandmas a lot, so we learned how to waltz. We knew a lot of old school. Man, we were singing some Conway Twitty last night.
Gosh. Well, Conway Twitty, Loretta Lynn, stuff like that? Wow.
Well, because the Lewises had an anniversary. Roger and Lisa had an anniversary. That was their wedding song. And so they were asked. They didn't end up coming, but they said, you know, if we come, you know, you want to do. And I'm like, Dalen, I know how to sing that. You want to sing that? So, you know, we practice. We try to do it. I had actually sang that for my sister's wedding a million years ago. So I'm like, I didn't realize I sang it in the form of Bette Midler because that's what she picked. But Bette Midler sang it in harmony. I didn't know until I played it with Conway Twitty. And I was like, oh, we can sing that for their anniversary.
So that's where she got, Dalen got the singing talents from.
Mr. Muse is really good.
You?
Yes.
I sang too.
He's good.
I was a singer. I wasn't a singer.
No, he's good.
I could sing.
I feel like he
used to be able to sing.
Right.
Well, no. He sings really good. I feel like he's more like a Tyler Childers sound. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's still got the Nebraska honky with him, though, so he can't help it. But he's got a little bit of a twang.
It is what it is.
Well, it's good to talk to you guys.
Yes,
I know
absolutely.
The big announcement, your brand's growing, everything.
It is.
And you've got still a monster summer ahead of you with a lot. And that continues right into the fall, too,
doesn't
it? It
does. I mean, we'll go to... So we'll do this tournament this weekend. And then we have ICAST in 2019 days. We fly out to Florida. We'll meet up with them with you there for 5 days. And then the next will be the November.
In November. But, I mean, throughout the months, we'll still be doing the monthly tournament series.
Dustin,
we
want to try to win the whole thing. So,
for Nebraska.
Yeah, we want to try to whoop Marty.
Marty's always won it for like, I don't know, three or four times in a row. It's like,
we got to kick the old man off the stand. No,
I never competed
we love Marty.
Every month, yeah. So I'm like, we're gonna do this every month and see what happens. And give
Marty truly got us doing this. He really is the person that got us. He let us in on the black web of fishing is what it was.
The
really
addiction.
Was. It has, we have, I've helped Marty. I try to help market for him. He has turned around full-fledged, you know, really pumped us up, likes our marketing, really, you know, fluffs our feathers with other companies. And Marty is, you know, he's old enough where people, and he's been in the industry long enough, people really respect
mm-hmm.
Marty.
Oh, without a doubt, yes. Yep.
And so I really just got lucky. I got I can't wait to show everybody, but that means, okay, talk to us about our batteries. Talk to us about our trailers because we make money by selling these things.
Right.
Yeah,
okay?
Stop us.
This
I mean, if you see us and you want to check it out, check it out.
We will hook you up.
Questions.
We get a discount for the 15% off of a lithium battery that's a $900 or $1,000 battery. That's a big chunk of change.
Yeah.
Call me up. These are brand new companies that didn't cut any corners, cut up all the old batteries and said, hey, we got a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they created a transparent battery so everybody can see the parts in it.
Now you can see the insides of a lithium battery.
Are you gonna post a lot of stuff on your social media stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You do. You can also just message me and be like, hey, I need a battery. Josh McNutt does. He's like, hey, I need some. I'm like, oh, great.
You kind of know him a little bit, don't
well,
you?
Well, I mean, but, you know, he fishes and he knows where the goods are. Yeah. I call him. I'm like, hey, you want, you know, let's go catch some fish. Okay. So he, you know, I feel like there's we have some, you know, if you're going to go buy something, we do have some discount codes that they give us to use.
Right.
But right now, if you're looking to get on, you know, a team or you're a professional angler and you want some marketing, you call us and you're going to get some sponsors. You're probably going to get some really good marketing. You're going to get some cool pictures. But, you know, that's the services that we can provide. Yep. It can be a company.
Sure.
And it can be anything. So, I mean, this is how we roll. And you allow us to come here and talk funny talk and, you know, flex, and I'm here to beat Dustin, right? We all know. I'm here. I just, Dustin's beating me right now by a lot. He's beating me just.
And he knows he's smiling. Yeah.
But he's smiling because he knows I can whoop him. I finally have gotten to where I can whoop him. He knows it. I can whoop him. And I do. And I make him, I do not let him forget. I tell him every day, I'm like, remember when I whooped you last June? I'll get you this June. He's kind of whooping me right now.
You need to have your own TV series on this now. This is like all should be made out of every day.
I'm going to have to hire somebody to come follow us.
Exactly.
With the camera.
It's just another
it's
thing.
It's Dalen. Yeah, it's Dalen.
Thank you very much for coming by.
We love you.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it.
Team Muse, Jen and Dustin Muse, and good luck in Elwood this weekend.
Yes.
Thank you.
You stay tuned.
We'll tell Margie
I know. If we win, the whole world will know. So.
Oh, without a doubt. I follow a lot. So I just
we love
see
you.
What are they up to this weekend.
I know. Thanks. We're going to take you. We have to get you back out of the radio station and go take your fishing.